art of making music. The then 18-year-old artist Wang Ximeng from the Song Dynasty painted a panorama of rivers and mountains, one of the most important pieces in China's fine art history. Centuries later, an 18-year-old singer, Chinese singer-actor Yang Qianxi, one of the members of the Chinese boy band TFBoys, pays tributes to him in a song. The lyrics of the song, Magnificent Landscape in Painting, are written by Taiwan songwriter Vincent Feng, and the music is composed by Beijing-based songwriter Zhang Yadong. The song features contemporary melodies and traditional Chinese musical instruments, such as the bamboo flute played by Zhu Huabing, the guzhong played by Chong Jing, and the pipa by Ma Ling and Li Zongli. The music video of the song was released online on July 25th, and it was viewed more than 10 million times within 3 hours. Reflecting on the song, Yang says on his Sina Weibo account, "I want to share this painting through music with today's young people." Meanwhile, the release of a song also marks the start of a songwriting competition, jointly launched by Tencent Music Entertainment Group's online streaming platform QQ Music and the Palace Museum. The contest, Ancient Painting Can Sing, is open to songwriters aged between 17 and 35, and they have to write songs based on 10 ancient paintings at the Palace Museum, also known as the Forbidden City. The paintings that the songwriters have to focus on include a panorama of rivers and mountains, Night Revels of Han Zijai by Gu Hongzhong, a painter of the Five Dynasties and Ten Kingdoms, and Nymph of the Lao River by Gu Kaizhe, a painter of the Eastern Jin Dynasty. The winners will have to perform the songs along with pop singers, including Hua Sun, Hu Yanbin, and Yuan Yawei, at a concert held at the Palace Museum this October. According to Dennis Ho, Group Vice President of Tencent Music Entertainment Group, this collaboration between QQ Music, which has about 800 million registered users, and the Palace Museum, aims at promoting originality and creativity among young Chinese musicians, as well as drawing young audiences to traditional Chinese art forms. The 10 paintings were done in a time span stretching from the Eastern Jin Dynasty to Ming Dynasty and replace China's fine art history, says Ho, adding that blurring the line between music and the other arts has become a part of popular culture. Shan Jixiong, the director of the Palace Museum, says the crossover between traditional Chinese art, music and technology is what appeals to young audiences.